In the old days, there were 16 bodhisattvas. In this daylight dream time, 16 bodhisattvas. They had been busy doing what bodhisattvas do, studying and reciting teachers, blogging, emailing, making messes and cleaning up, taking care of people, talking on the phone, driving here and there, grieving the tragic news of the day. And they were getting pretty dirty with it all. It was time to bathe. Fortunately, they had a reservation at the bathhouse on the sacred mountain, Shining Mountain, Tava. So they came together in this time and place. We can call it the Surangama or the Mahasangha retreat. And they took off their shoes and their work clothes and got in. "What's the use of forming a crowd?" Hakuin pipes up. And it kind of sometimes seems chancy stepping into the water together. And whether they were naked or clothed doesn't matter, because water doesn't care. It touches right through. Through clothes, through skin. Wow! And what is this touch? Water touching? Touching water? Water. Touch. Wow! Commentator says, since they didn't wash off dirt and they didn't wash their bodies, tell me, what did they wash? Pete Seeger has an answer to this. Washy, 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 washy. So we enter here. Here enters us. Who's entering whom here? I enter the room enters me. Kind of like holding hands for a while when you don't know where one hand starts and the other stops. But more so. It's a subtle kind of touch. And the sounds, some are out there, but in here. Is that song? The edge of my cauldron? Kinda, but it's in here completely, all the way in. Wait, what? and the thoughts, they take on a kind of buoyancy too. What are they really? Don't know. They come, they go. A touch of another sort. I touch them. They touch me. They slosh around like water, dissolve into water. And we walk, and the currents of our walking stir the air, stir the water, and it swirls around our limbs, touching. And there are the soft, familiar sounds of everything moving just a little. Sounds that don't need to be looked at or heard directly. They don't ask for that. It's more like a touch. And even as we sit in meditation, there's a sense of being wafted about, like in the bath. Bits of breeze, strands of a tune from the sutra service, a rhythm, a scent. And in walking, our feet are alive, awake to the bottom of the bath. Softness of the floor, also a being with its own contours, its own bit of waviness, crunchiness, squeakiness, flow. In the dance of the walk, like in a bath, one arm might float up, or a leg get forgotten for a moment. And maybe gradually or suddenly there's a brightness. Released more the way a fragrance is released. To call it light is already too much. But we call it light. We call it bright, the brightness. Released in, from, through, as, touch. Each unimaginable appearance. And we find we must speak about it together, because somehow it is ours, we who gather this way, shared among us who bathe our bodies in this bath. It's our home. We've reached the place where the sons and daughters of awakening dwell.